question and answer program everyone enjoys.
I would say yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Here are the questions.
And for tonight's history quiz, we're testing your knowledge of gardens. Famous gardens and their owners and significant events that took place in gardens. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222 is the number to call. 1-300-800-222. And, you know, it also seems appropriate given the prize includes Gardening Australia magazine. And we also have the 2026 Gardening Australia diary to give away as well. So if you win at the end, that will be yours. 20 questions on gardens. So let's get going. 1-300-800-222. Well, George is in Fremantle to kick us off again. G'day, George.
How are you going, chap? How are you going, James?
Good, good, good. Thanks for kicking us off again. It's very reliable of you.
Unfortunately, I don't know whether I'll go too far there tonight, and I'm not really a gardener.
Okay, well, that's okay. We'll see how we go. Okay, question one, George. In the Bible, where would you find the tree of knowledge?
Oh, it'd have to be the Garden of Eden, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would have to be the Garden of Eden. Yes, in Genesis, it's the tree of knowledge that gets Adam and Eve in trouble. So there we go. We're off and racing in the garden.
Was that the one with the apple on it, or was it another fruit?
No, it was an apple, if I remember correctly. Yeah, the apple of what? Apple of temptation, I guess. I'm sure it has a name. Someone will know. I do love about the quizzes, this, if there's something that pops up, there'll be someone else who will know the answer to whatever it is that we're talking about.
Can you ask or make it a request that we find out what sort of apple it was?
Yes, what
that was disclosed?
What colour was it, please? Someone will know.
It wasn't a Granny Smith, I wouldn't think.
No. I want to think that it's a red apple. You know, red seems like a tempting colour, you know? But my theology is not that great. Okay, question number two. Which continent do jacaranda trees, which do look spectacular right now, where do they originate from, George?
Well, I know it's either South America or South Africa. Africa. Look, I'll say Africa.
Okay, it is not South Africa.
Oh, Africa. No, well, that's a continent, but no, it must be the other one then.
Yes, it's not Africa.
Okay.
Oh, George. Oh, well, look, great to chat again. What do you got planned for this week?
Not a lot. Not much this week. A few things happening next week, but quiet week.
Okay. Well, look, you enjoy your quiet week, George, and we'll talk to you next time I'm back.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye.
George and Fremantle there, getting us kicked off for the quiz. 1-300-800-222. Paula's in Mackay. G'day, Paula.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and a first-time caller. Welcome.
Thank you.
How's your weekend been? Well, how was it? I guess the weekend's pretty much over.
Good, actually. I'm at work at the moment, actually. I'm driving in a cab tonight, and it's very quiet.
Oh, right.
Well, I'm just listening to ABC Tropical and...
Fantastic. Well, yeah. That's great. Can I just get you to turn the radio down the background for me, though?
Oh, sure.
Thanks. Yep. Otherwise, we'll just we'll hear ourselves, but 10 seconds later. Okay, well, and what industry, if you're allowed to say?
Taxi driving.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. Well, yes, I can see why you'd be in a car then. Okay, yes. How familiar are you with jacaranda trees? Do you get them around Mackay?
Oh, yeah, we do. We do get jacaranda trees in Mackay.
Gosh, they're pretty nice tree.
Yeah, actually, I've been to Grafton as well, and they
for the jacaranda festival.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah, great. Okay, so which continent do jacaranda trees come from?
Oh, are they not native to Australia? I thought they were native to Australia. Is it the African continent?
No, but we just had that.
Oh.
That's what George said.
Oh, I was phoning up, basically.
Oh, that's George. Okay. That's all right. You can have another guess.
The radio down.
Yeah.
Is it, it's not the United Kingdom, is it?
No, it's not Europe. No. All right. Okay. Well, Paula.
South America.
You can't have another guess. I know you're a first-time caller, but
third-time lucky.
Yeah. Oh, Paula. Well, look. Thanks for playing, and
thanks so much.
Thank no worries. You. Enjoy your night.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Paula, there, Mackay, first-time caller. So, look, a bit lenient, but no third guess. 1-300-800-222 to join the queue. Let's go to Caulfield where Anne is. Good morning, Anne.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. How's your day been?
Oh, today was good. Yesterday was pretty lousy, but today was good.
I'm glad that today was better then. Yeah. Now, are you a fan of the Jacaranda?
I don't even know exactly how it looks like.
Okay. So it's
I'm not really good with it. I also don't know why I've rung up tonight because I know nothing about gardens or trees.
Well, look, we can kind of call this a geography question. So, look, a jacaranda tree, they're quite big and they've got gorgeous purple kind of blossom flowers on them. They're very nice. I'm surprised there's none in Caulfield.
Oh, I know they're nice, but I just can't put... I know there are lots of lovely flowers and lots of lovely trees, and I don't know which one is which all the time, that's all.
Oh, that's fair. Okay, so far the continent's ruled out because we want to name the continent where they originate from. It's not Africa and it's not Europe.
Well, let's give Sir Tom lucky with South America.
Yes, it is South America.
Thank you, George.
Yeah. It was Ib Mackay who helped you along there, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so question number three. What is the name of the garden developed by French impressionist painter Claude Monet?
Oh gosh.
Have you visited there, Anne?
No, but we were going, we were in person a while ago and we were going to, I just can't think what it was called. It wasn't called Monet's Garden, it was called, it had a word.
Yes.
Ah.
Monet's Garden, but we need another word.
You know what? When you say it, I'll think, yes, of course. I might SMS to say yes.
You've got it now.
No worries. I'll try it another time. And also, thank you for taking over for the last few weeks. It's been very enjoyable listening to it.
Oh, thank you, Anne. That's very kind. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next time.
Okay, no worries.
Thanks, Anne. Anne in Caulfield there. Yes, Suzanne back in a couple of weeks. But I'm not here next week. I've got a weekend off. Let's go to Matt in Holland Park. 1-300-800-222, by the way, is the number to call to play the history quiz tonight. 1-300-800-222. Matt's in Holland Park. Matt, how are you with your famous gardens?
I'm good at all.
Oh, not well.
No.
Okay, so we're after the garden that's developed by Claude Monet, the French impressionist painter. Do you have any ideas?
Is it the Maison de Tertier?
It is not Maison de Tertier, no. But that does sound like something else, Matt. I will let you go, but thanks for playing. Matt in Holland Park there, who can't help us out there either. 1-300-800-222 is the number to call. I'll get to more of your calls in a moment. The lines are open. 1-300-800-222.
A standout feature of the ABC Listen app, free audiobooks. Tim Winton's unsettling and suspenseful The Writers and Casey Chambers' Just Don't Be a Kid and Other Profound Things I've Learned. Free audiobooks on the ABC Listen app.
Nightlife with James Finlay. This is ABC Radio.
One 800 222 to play the history quiz tonight. Debbie in Marrickville, you've got this right. Harry in the Bay, you've got it right too. And Annie in Melbourne. Hello, Annie in Melbourne. You've got it right as well. 1-300-800-222. We're playing the history quiz and the theme tonight, gardens. Let's go to Bansdale where Joanne is. G'day, Joanne.
Hello. Hi. How are you going?
Good. And welcome, first-time caller.
First-time caller, yes.
Woo! Where are you off to tonight? You're in the car by the sounds.
I'm just driving home, actually, just on the way home from Melbourne.
Yep. Oh, right. Did you have an event or something?
Oh, yeah, we've just been up to Queensland, so just flew back today and then on the way home to go to work tomorrow.
Oh, gosh. Gosh, hopefully you don't have an early start tomorrow. How was your trip to Queensland? Did you get good weather or were you rained out?
Oh, we had some stormy weather. Beautiful tropical thunderstorms. And then some gorgeous warm weather, 30 degrees, very nice. But back to the cold now, so... Yeah.
Yes, it is a bit cold in Victoria this week, which is a bit bizarre for this time of year. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're after the name of Monet's the garden for Claude Monet that he developed, French impressionist. Do you have any idea what it's called?
Ooh. I don't know if it's the name of the place, but it's at Giverny, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. That is the correct answer. Yeah, Monet's garden at Giverny, but also just called Giverny.
Giverny. Yeah. Okay.
Keith, David and Keith, you've got it, and Helen in Footscray, you've got it as well. So, yes, congratulations. We're on to the next question. Have you been there before, Joanne?
Many years ago. I think it's back in the 90s. We did pop in there, yep.
Gosh, it's a stunning garden, isn't it?
I think it was pretty beautiful, yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, it sounds like it was very memorable, Joanne.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get on to the next question. Question number 4. The late David Austin is famous for breeding what type of flowering plants?
Oh, I just have a bit of a guess, I think. I've got no idea, but orchids?
Maybe? Oh, it's not orchids.
I don't know.
But it was worth a shot anyway. Look, safe travel back to Bansdale and good luck at work later today, Joanne.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Have a good one. Joanne in Bansdale there. Well, heading back to Bansdale. 1-300-800-222. Good morning to one of you who's texted in. James, who's going to be presenting next weekend? Greta Lee Jackson will be with you next weekend before Suzanne Hill comes back the weekend after. So, yeah, Greta will be looking after you next weekend. 1-300-800-222 is the number to call for the history quiz with a garden slant today. 1-300-800-222. Looks like a... plenty of lines free, so please give it a go. Gail's in French's Forest. How are you, Gail?
Good, thank you.
That's good. And how are things in French's Forest?
It's very quiet at the moment.
Well, okay. That's mostly a good thing. Are you a first-time caller, Gail?
Yes.
Oh, welcome. Thank you for, taking that step and being a first-time caller.
Right.
Now, are you into gardening?
Yep.
Okay, so you might be might do well in this tonight then. So we're up to question number 4. The late David Austin is famous for breeding what type of flowering plants?
Roses.
Yes, roses is correct. Well done, yes. Yes, the late David Austin focused on breeding old garden roses that were repeat flowering. He started selling them in the 1960s, and they soon became the most successful group of new roses in the 20th century.
Cool.
Yes. Do you have any roses at your house, Gail?
Just a couple.
Just a couple. Right, okay. Question number five. In which Australian city did the Garden Palace burn down in 1882?
Sydney.
Yes, it's Sydney. Yes. Do you know much about that Garden Palace?
Not really. Not a huge amount.
You knew it was in Sydney.
Yeah.
So it was built for the Sydney International Exhibition in 1879. 8 months to build, burnt down three years later, and took just 40 minutes for the fire to completely consume the building. Most likely due to faulty electrical wiring. So that's a bit sad. Okay, question number six. In which modern-day country do historians believe the Hanging Gardens of Babylon once existed? Any ideas, Gail?
I want to say Mesopotamia, but that's not modern.
Yes, we need the modern-day country.
Arabia?
Not Arabia. No. But Gail, thanks for playing. You got two for your first two for your first go, so that's commendable.
Okay, Jim.
Talk to you next time, Gail. See you. Gail in French's Forest. Carlin's in Warrnambool. Welcome back, Carlin.
Thank you.
And how was your evening?
Good, thank you. Very good.
Very good to hear. Okay. How are we with this one? In which modern day?
Could be this one. I know New Giverny. I've been there.
Oh, okay.
And it was gorgeous.
Which modern day country do historians believe the Hanging Gardens of Babylon?
Is it Iran? Iran, is it?
No, it's not Iran.
No, I didn't think it was.
No.
It's around that area anyway. I'm not sure where it is exactly.
Can you describe them for us?
What, the Hanging Gardens?
Yeah.
No, not really.
No. Oh, okay. I thought you said you'd been there.
No, I've been to Giverny.
Oh, you've been to Giverny. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Our previous guest, who was it? Karen couldn't describe them. But what did you think of them?
Giverny, it's a beautiful place.
It's gorgeous.
The lake with the water lilies. Beautiful.
Yes, it's stunning. And it seems like organized chaos is kind of how I would describe the garden, Carlin.
It's gorgeous. It's lovely. I love it.
Yeah. Well, Carlin, good to chat. And thanks for telling us about Giverny, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay. See you later. Bye.
Carlin in Warrnambool, 1-300-800-222. Gary's in Oakley. G'day, Gary.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you going with the questions so far?
I actually had some David Austin roses in my garden, and
Get
they
out.
Were very fragrant.
Oh, wow. Well,
they were very popular, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
Were they easy to keep alive and, you know, in shape?
Yeah, they were very hardy. I think I've still got one or two there. They're very good.
Oh, good one. Okay, so we're after the modern-day country that historians believe the Hanging Gardens of Babylon once existed.
So they have... I think the Hanging Gardens of Babylon were near Mesopotamia, which is in Iraq.
Yes, and that is what previous caller mentioned Mesopotamia. But yes, it is Iraq, and not Iran, but very close to there, poor Carlin. But yes, Iraq. Yeah,
so it's I think they're between the Tigris and the Euphrates River.
Oh, right. Okay, very good.
Yes, Mesopotamia. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah.
So let's go on to question number seven.
Mm-hmm.
Back to France, in fact. What is the name of the garden commissioned by King Louis XIV of France?
The garden commission, Louis XIV. The Jardin de Luxembourg?
Oh, is that where this is? Hang on, now I've got to check.
Because that means the Garden of Luxembourg. So that's the Palais of Luxembourg in the city. Louis the 14th. The other one, but okay.
It's not the Jardin de Luxembourg. So I just had to check where that was because I wanted to make sure it wasn't in the place where the other thing is.
Obviously, I know what the other place is.
But. Yes, you do now. It is not the Jardin de Luxembourg.
Jardin de Luxembourg.
Yeah.
Which is actually now the site of, so the Palais de Luxembourg is the site of the French upper house of Parliament.
Ah, right. Very good. Have you been to France a bit? Paris a bit, yeah.
I speak French, yeah.
Oh, you speak French too? How did you learn French?
Studying it.
Oh, right, okay. It wasn't.
That is from the Alliance Française, yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, cool. Very cool. On that note, au revoir, okay. Gary.
Oh, au revoir. Bye.
Gary there, 1-300-800-222 for the Nightlife Garden History Quiz tonight. Let's go to Falcon Bridge, where Barbara is. Hello, welcome back, Barbara.
Hi, how are you, James?
Good, good to have you back.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you again.
Oh, it's a pleasure. My pleasure is all mine. We're at question number 7, Barbara. And what is the name of the garden commissioned by King Louis the 14th of France?
Oh, I think that's it's the Palace of Versailles.
Yes, it is. We'll take Versailles is the answer there. Covering 800 hectares, gorgeous gardens. Have you been there?
No, but I would have loved to have gone there. It's one of my bucket lists, actually.
Oh, well, you know, who knows? It might be in your future, Barbara.
If someone's willing to take me first class, I'll go.
That's right. I understand. Okay, Barbara.
It's very cramped in economy.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when you get later in life, it's just economy isn't really on your bucket list, is it?
No, well, I mean, it's all right for domestic stuff, but...
Yeah.
Any further than that,
nah. Yeah, my great uncle, I went over with my great uncle this year who's 86. And,
Good on him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we actually went to Monet's garden together.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, and he wants to go back overseas, but he said, James, I want you to look at the business class flights.
It's apparently about three times as dear. I've never actually priced it because I've never been that rich.
No. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I don't know how much it costs either because I've never looked.
Anyway. I have been bumped up a couple of times to business class.
Get out. How did you manage that?
It's much more room for your feet.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Bottom.
Was it just luck of the draw, Barbara?
It was just luck, yeah.
Wow, there you go.
One time it was because I wanted a window seat and they couldn't give me one when I was flying up to Cairns. So the thing went to Brisbane and then Cairns. And up to Brisbane they put me in business class. But the other one was when I went to Czech Republic to Prague, you know, Praha. They like to pronounce it, yeah. Praha. And got bumped up to business class. Yeah, that was a nice thing, yeah.
Oh, what a treat.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, moving on. Question number 8. We're up to. Which 1911 children's novel has the famous line, "If you look the right way, you can see that the whole world is a garden"?
Oh, that's a lovely quote.
Hmm.
And I agree with that quote too.
Yeah, it's quite nice. It's very nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have a guess at Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, it's not Alice in Wonderland. No.
Oh, never mind.
Never mind. But you'll soon find out what it is, Barbara. But great to have a chat with you again.
And thank you again for doing such a good job.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. That's very kind. Thank you so much. I'll chat to you again next time, whenever that is. Thank you, Barbara. Barbara in Falconbridge there. 1-300-800-222. Keith's in Busselton in WA. G'day, Keith.
Good afternoon.
Hello. How are you with gardens?
No good.
Okay, well, maybe you're good with literature, because this is a literature question, Keith. Okay. In which 1911 children's novel has the famous line, "If you look the right way, you can see that the whole world is a garden"?
Well, I wasn't born that year, but...
fair enough.
I'll just say, oh, look.
It's quite famous.
1911. No, I just don't know. I'll just say mirrors.
Okay. How's that? Yeah, I think that's fair. That's a fair guess. It is not mirrors, though, Keith.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good one, Keith in Busselton. Angela's in Brighton. Hello, Angela.
Hi there, but I'm not awfully sure, but is it Peter Pan?
Oh, it's not Peter Pan. No.
Right.
No.
Thank you.
That's okay. Have a good one, Angela.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, Angela, straight in there with a guest tonight. 1-300-800-222. David's in Keith in South Australia. G'day, Keith. David?
Oh, good morning, James.
Hey. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Okay, we're at a literature question for the history quiz with the theme of gardens. Which 1911 children's novel has the famous line, "If you look the right way, you can see that the whole world is a garden"?
So you want the actual name of the novel?
Yes.
No clues as to who wrote it?
No, I can't give you a clue, David. You know that.
I thought, you know, you might slip up.
Yeah, I have slipped up a couple of times. Not tonight.
Sometimes you get the whole answer.
Oh, dear. I know.
I've had that done.
And then the people didn't even pick it up. The next two callers didn't pick it up anyway. They weren't listening.
Yeah.
Anyway, fun times. Anyway, yeah. Any ideas here with this one?
The name of the book, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of 1911 and who was there then. Somebody had that one. Oh, I can't think of any, really. I'll just have to give it a pass.
Oh, no, you got a pass.
I can't think of any name except Agatha Christie. How about that?
Oh, okay, well, that's not going to work. What do you got planned for the week, David?
This week?
Yep.
Hopefully, do a bit of tiling.
Oh, right. What are you tiling? Kitchen, bathroom?
In the bathroom.
Oh, gosh. Tiling's it's not an easy job, though, is it?
No, it's just hard work.
Oh, well, it'll look great once you're finished.
Piece of wood to make sure they're all straight.
Yeah, you can't do it crooked.
No.
All right, well, good luck with that, David, and look, it'll look great when you're finished.
Thank you, James.
Yeah, all right. Chat to you next time.
Bye. Thank you.
David and Keith there. Let's go to Brizzy, where Aiden is. G'day, Aiden.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, a bit tired, but I'm all right.
Okay, what have you been up to?
I had work, so 4.5 hours. Not that long, but yeah, took it out of me. Busy night.
Well, I guess it depends what you're doing for work.
Yeah. I am at a pub, so it's fun work, but you know, you're on your feet the whole time.
You are on your feet the whole time. It's a lot of people talking to you.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, Aiden, how are we with literature? Because we've knocked a few callers down on this one.
I'm afraid I'm gonna be added to that list. So I've genuinely got no idea.
Uh oh, don't even want to guess a book.
No, I was a bit. I knew the Iraq question, so that gave me a bit of confidence. And I'm like, I'm a bit bored. I'm staying up to the Formula One at 3 a.m. So I sort of needed something to pass the time. So I was like, I'll call up, have a chat, but I've got nothing. So.
Oh no. Well, you've played before, right? I recognise your voice.
I have. Yeah, I've done a few right before.
Yeah,
The last few times I played the weekday one a fair bit because I usually find there's a category in there I'm all right at, but no.
Oh, yeah. The week that was?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good if you're keeping on top of news of the week.
I am. If there's ever a quiz topic on like stuff in the last 20 years, I'll probably win, but...
Okay, well, look, we'll keep that in mind, Aiden. But look, thanks for the call and enjoy watching the Formula One.
Thank you. Good luck to the next person.
Thank you. Well, we'll pass that on to Katrina. Thank you, Aiden. Have a good one. 1-300-800-222 is the number to call. Katrina and Katoomba.
Hi, James. How are you?
Good. How are you going with the questions?
I don't normally ring up for the history quiz, but I think I know this one.
Okay. Well, it is a literature question, so that helps.
Yep. It does help. Yes. I think it's the Secret Garden.
It is the Secret Garden.
Woo! Woo! Yay.
Yeah, well done. Great. Gosh, oh, sorry, Jody. Jody's just hung up. She was too behind you. It looks like that's the one that she knew.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Jody.
Sorry, Jody. Okay. Let's move on to question 9. How's your weekend been, Katrina?
It's been pretty quiet. I'm just at the tail end of a study course, so I've been catching up on assignments. So pretty boring. So this is a bit of playtime for me tonight now.
That's nice. A little bit of distraction for a bit. What are you studying?
Yes. I'm doing training and assessment at TAFE, so I can go into doing become a trainer and assessor, essentially.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good luck with the study.
Thank you.
Okay, well, this one is a bit of a literature-esque question, I guess. In the movie Edward Scissorhands, his garden showed impressive examples of which gardening technique?
It's the hedging animals, like making the hedges into the animals. But can I say that, or does it have to be the technical term?
I mean, it has to be the technical term. The
technical term. Oh, yes. No, it's the hedges, and he turns them into animals. And I'm going to kick myself because the next person's going to know it. And yeah, I don't know it off the top of my head. So. Yeah, oh, I know. God. I can see it. I can see it. I've seen the movie and I can see it. But yeah, no, I don't have the technical term. So good luck to the next person.
Yeah, I think you may have helped a couple of people there. But hey, you got one right, and you can listen for a bit longer to be a bit more distracted before you go back to your study.
I can. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Katrina. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Katrina in Katoomba. John is in Canberra. G'day, John.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
That's good. Now, how are you with gardens?
Oh, yeah, I've got a rough knowledge. I think I might know the answer to this question.
Okay. So, which garden technique was used in Edward Scissorhands?
Is it topiary?
Yes, it's topiary.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Thank you. Very good. Yeah. Yep. Poor Katrina's going to be kicking herself now that she's heard the answer.
Yeah.
That's okay. All right, let's move on to question number 10. Who was the founding host of ABC's Gardening Australia?
Is that Peter Cundall?
Yes, it is.
Oh, he was a legend, that bloke.
He was a legend. Yes, and he used to...
Oh, wasn't he?
Do you remember what he used to sign off with each week?
That's your blooming lot.
That's it.
He was fantastic.
Yeah, he did it for a while, from 89 to 2008.
Yes, and a wonderful bloke. He had some great yarns, really good yarns, that guy.
Yeah, he did. And, gosh, he had quite an iconic voice too, if I remember correctly.
Oh, he did. He had a thick, a sort of a British accent, yes, of some sort, yes.
Yeah, that rings a bell. All right. Well, John, in Canberra, what suburb in Canberra?
The weather?
No, what suburb are you in Canberra? Canberra's a very broad.
Oh, Lyons. Woden, Lyons.
Woden, Lyons. South. Very good. Okay. Yes. Did you get much rain today?
I didn't check it, but I was driving buses today. I think we got maybe a couple of millimetres, I suppose.
It's quite patchy, I think.
Yes, it was, yeah.
All right. Let's move on. Question number 11. Japan's Ryoanji Temple in Kyoto features what type of garden?
What do they call the throne in Japan? Chrysanthemums?
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, what type of garden?
Yes.
I wouldn't be... I'm trying to think of a Japanese word for garden.
I don't need a Japanese word.
Oh, what type of garden?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking... what type of garden?
Yeah, Japan's Ryonji Temple in Kyoto.
Ryonji. Not Bonsai.
No, it's not Bonsai Garden, no.
Okay.
Anyway, oh, well, thanks, John. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, John. John in Canberra there. 1-300-800-222. We'll get to more of your calls in a moment.
As each day begins,
get the facts you need to stay informed.
Every day, across your day,
stay with Australia's trusted news source.
Stay in the know with ABC News.
Go to news.abc.net.au or download the ABC News app.
This is Nightlife with James Findlay
on ABC Radio.
And we're playing the history quiz tonight with a gardening theme, seeing you'll walk away with a, well, you're not going to be walking away with anything. You'll be sent a Gardening Australia magazine and a diary if you win this, as well as the magnet. Yeah, we got some extra prizes for you while I was here. 1-300-800-222. Roz is in Bundoora. G'day, Roz.
G'day, James.
How are things with you?
Good, thanks, and I've been enjoying your stint on the night quiz.
Oh, thank you, Roz. That's nice of you to say. I've really enjoyed doing it. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
Okay, so we're heading to Japan for this question. And
I think I've actually been there. Is it the Zen rock garden? They landscape it as it rocks. You know,
yes. Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it is. I was worried I was saying this the word wrong, which, you know, I still may have been doing it wrong, but you've got the right answer, so I mustn't have given you too much of a bum steer.
I think it helps to have been there.
Yes, absolutely. Sounds like it. Yes.
I went to a couple of rock gardens in Kyoto.
What are they like for anyone who hasn't been there?
It's very beautiful, and when you see ads for Japan, they often have pictures of them, and there's usually a tea house in the distance, and a lovely sort of very manicured. But there's lots of rocks, and you actually all the paths and things are got little rock paths and.
Yeah, right. Were you there for the cherry blossoms? I really want to see the cherry blossoms one year.
No, I wasn't there for that. But at the Kyoto station's got the most fabulous, well, at least the fast train we got from, it came from Tokyo. So the station where you stop, it's a fabulous station. It's worth going to Kyoto just to see Kyoto, just to see the station.
Oh, wow.
But the station, one we got off at, the whole wall had this fabulous mural. I think it was made of inlaid mosaic of Japanese of beautiful cherry blossom.
Oh, gorgeous.
So, and it was just so fabulous that even though it wasn't the season for it,
yeah,
it was the station sort of gave it to you.
Oh, that's great. Oh, well, that's good to know. Okay, next question, question number 12. The White House Rose Garden has been in the news lately. Which First Lady oversaw the installment of a colonial garden in the site of the modern Rose Garden?
Oh, gosh. Who's the guy that did all the national parks and stuff? It's probably her. Hang on. You can't give me a date of when it was done, can you?
No. I can after you've answered correctly.
Actually, would you mind if I hear the question one more time?
Yeah, of course. The White House Rose Garden has been in the news lately. We've seen that. But which First Lady oversaw the installation of a colonial garden in the site of the modern Rose Garden?
Oh, right. It's probably probably Jackie Onassis. Jackie Kennedy, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
When you hear the answer, you'll get some more context, and then you might feel better about why you've said that.
Thanks, Dan.
No worries, Roz. Great to chat. We'll talk to you again next time.
Thanks, James. Night-night.
Thanks. See you. Roz in Bundoora there. Jennifer is in Glenroy. G'day, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the quiz.
Thank you.
How are you with American First Lady history?
Oh, not very good. I'll just take it. I'll just take a guess.
Yep.
And say Lady Bird Johnson.
Oh no, no. It's not Lady Johnson. No.
Okay.
But thanks for playing.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Bye. Jennifer in Glenroy. Kay's in Bunbury, WA. Hi, Kay.
Oh, hi, James. How are you going?
Good. Thanks for playing tonight.
Well, you know, you're tapping into the older demographic with gardens.
Yes, that's right. It's the whole point, Kay. Got it. So,
the first stage of your life when you're young is the physical. Then when you get married and you have kids, that's the domestic. And you get to my age, it's the horticultural.
Oh, right. Well, I may have started early. I love a bit of gardening, Kay. Okay, so which First Lady oversaw the installation of a colonial garden in the site of the modern Rose Garden?
Well, I'm not sure that this ties in with the clue that you gave the First Lady, but Eleanor Roosevelt is a guess.
Well, you have guessed correctly.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Yep, quite an educated guess there, might I say, Kay.
You said something about Jackie Kennedy would give you some.
Yes, so Roosevelt, that was under 1902, and then under President John F. Kennedy, it was turned into a rose garden.
Ah, okay. Aha.
So the colonial garden was there. It was first. I don't know. Edith Roosevelt did that, and then Jackie must have done the rose garden.
I understand. Okay. Mm.
Okay. So question Question 13. The Kennedys loved the rose garden so much that the president used it as the site to honor astronauts involved in the first human spaceflight program of the United States. What was that project called?
Well, that's not horticultural.
No, it's garden adjacent.
What was the event?
What was the project called that involved the first human space flight program?
Let me see. What was the project called? No, I don't know. No.
Okay. That's all right. What have you got planned for the week, Kay?
Just my normal bit of ukulele playing, a bit of water aerobic, aqua aerobics, some mahjong.
Oh, fantastic. Have you got a good instructor for your water aerobics?
Oh, yes, Jane. She's fabulous, yes. Us going and she gets all, it gives us great music and she's doing all the all the movements and we're trying to do them in the water. Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, well, it's good that you're getting moving in the water. It's really good for you. Kay, been great to chat. We'll talk to you again next time.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
See you, Kay, in Bunbury there. 1-300-800-222. It's the number to call to play the quiz. You're on ABC Radio. This is Nightlife. Let's go to Liz in Canapa Point.
Canapa Point, yes.
Oh,
sitting in my garden.
Oh, you're in the garden. Wonderful. How fitting.
Indeed. What a fantastic quiz this is tonight. I had to get out of bed and ring.
Oh, I'm so glad that you've enjoyed it. Rose will be thrilled, producer Rose. Okay.
That's terrific.
So this is, not a horticulture question, but it is garden adjacent. The Kennedys loved the Rose Garden so much that the president used it as the site to honor astronauts involved in the first human spaceflight program of the United States. What was that project called?
Oh, that was with John Glenn. And I don't know if it's Apollo, but I don't know anything else. So I'm going to say Apollo.
A good guess, but it's not right.
Thank you very much.
No worries, Liz. Enjoy the rest of the quiz.
Will do.
Thank you, Liz. Liz there in Canaper Point. Ray's in Yurunga. G'day, Ray.
All right. Hi.
Hi.
I was going to say like Apollo 6 or something.
Yeah. I probably would have said that as well.
Yeah, I think, but
it's not a polo.
No. The project.
I don't think I could guess
that.
No. All right, Ray.
Oh,
well.
Not to worry.
Better luck next time.
Okay.
See you, Ray. Ray in Yurunga. George is in Lakemba. George, welcome back.
Oh, good morning there, James.
Good morning. We're at a bit of a sticking point here on this project.
Firstly, I must correct you. You kind of fell into the Roosevelt trap, said of the previous lady. She said Eleanor Roosevelt, who was FDR's wife, Frances Delano Roosevelt, who came later. Edith Roosevelt, you're talking about, was Teddy Roosevelt's wife. That's why it was 1902. So,
did our caller say the wrong Roosevelt?
Yeah, she said Eleanor, and you kind of.
And I said,
probably because you thought there can't be any other Roosevelt wives, can there? There's only going to be one.
How many could there be?
Yes, Eleanor Roosevelt didn't come till a bit later. So even though the Roosevelts were related, but
different woman.
Yes, Edith is.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for correcting the record. Lucky she didn't walk away with a magnet.
Oh, no, I'm doing an Eric from Melbourne. I think it's a technical term.
That's okay. Okay, well, look, so thank you for correcting that record. But how are we with this one?
Oh, not bad. I'm a bit of a space nut. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So, the Apollo program also came later, so John Kennedy was well and truly dead by that stage, so it would have been a bit difficult for him to honour them. Unless you could time travel.
Yeah.
I think I saw that in a Red Wolf episode once, but anyhow. Firstly came, and the lady was right before, John Glenn was part of this program, Alan Shepard. It was the Mercury program, who was the messenger of the gods, and then came Gemini, which was the two guys in a capsule, and then came Apollo, which was three guys in a capsule, which are the ones that eventually ended up in the moon.
Oh, fantastic. You are a space nerd. I love it.
Well, there's a few of us out there.
Yes. Dare I say that? Absolutely is. Okay, George, question.
I'll give you a really interesting piece of trivia about that. The question before about the Garden Palace in the Botanic Gardens that burnt down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was a fascinating exhibition that the Indigenous artist Jonathan Jones did in 2016 as part of the Caldor project. John Caldor, who was the guy who sort of got Christo out, if you remember, to wrap the cliffs at White Bay, at Little Bay, in back in the late 60s, if you remember. But he's been doing projects ever since, and he got Jonathan Jones to actually recreate the actual footprint of the Garden Palace, but with these white kind of Aboriginal type of shields marking out where the Garden Palace had been, because of not many people realised a lot of the colony's records were stored there and got burnt to the ground when the fire took place. But there was also a lot of Aboriginal artefacts. So Jonathan Jones is kind of honouring the memory of all those artefacts that were stored there that also got burned down. So, I just thought I'd just sort of mention that as an interesting
good one.
Side. So,
okay. Well, we're only at question number 14, so we better keep going, George. What plants are featured at the Kreukenhof Gardens in Lisse between the end of March and early May each year?
In Lisse?
Yeah, L-I-S-S-E, Lisse.
Oh, I wonder where that is.
Kreukenhof Gardens, K-E-U-K-E-N-H-O-F.
Oh, I've never heard of them. I thought for a moment you're going to say Kreukenbusch Gardens.
Yeah, the Kreukenbusch Gardens. No.
the MasterChef flower. No. gee, what kind of flower?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
pick a flower.
we mentioned roses before, so I assume you're not going to repeat it. So the other popular flower which often features at garden exhibitions is orchids, which did get a mention as the wrong answer, so I'll go with that.
Okay, it is not orchids, unfortunately, George, but yes, beautiful flower.
Wild guess. Wild guess.
Well, thanks, George. Talk to you next time.
It's been blooming marvellous.
Thank you. That was nice. Throw to Peter Cundall there too. Thank you, George. 1-300-800-222. Quite a few lines open if you want to join the queue. Quite a few lines open. A few minutes to your news. We're only at question number 14, so we've got to power on. Margaret's in Canberra. Hello, Margaret.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
Okay. So, the plants featured at the Kreukenhof Gardens in Lisse between the end of March and early May each year. It's not roses. It's not orchids.
Okay. Perhaps tulips?
Yes, it is tulips, which is fitting given you're in Canberra.
Yes, that's right. And it's all just finished, yes.
Yes. Did you check out Floriade?
No, I didn't this year. Get there.
Oh, all right. Okay, moving on to question number 15, Margaret. In which garden did Charles Darwin conduct many of the experiments on which he formed his theory of evolution?
Kew Gardens?
No, not the Kew Gardens.
Okay, thank you.
That's all right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Margaret in Canberra there. A couple of minutes of the news. Let's see if we can fit in Errol at Tittywitty Beach. G'day, Errol.
G'day, how are you?
Good. All right. We're after Charles Darwin conducted many of his experiments on the garden that – I'll just start from the beginning. Which garden did Charles Darwin conduct many of the experiments on which he formed his theory of evolution?
I'm sorry, I couldn't help you. I would have gone for Q as well, but it's not Q, I'm out.
No, it's not Q, no. All right, Errol, got to let you go.
Catch you later, bye.
Thanks, Errol. Errol in Tittywitty Beach. Suzanne is in Bendigo. Hey, Suzanne.
Oh, hi. I actually rang up regarding Kreukenhof.
Oh, right. Have you been?
Yes, I've been there, yes. It was fabulous. Full of tulips.
Yeah, right. Well, you would have been perfect for that then.
I know. Sorry, I missed. I didn't even hear the answer, but that's all right.
Oh, yes. Well, tulips was the answer.
I know. Thank you.
Okay. So which garden did Charles Darwin conduct many of his experiments in which he formed his theory of evolution? I've been told I can give you a clue. It's not a really famous garden.
And I know it's not Kew because I heard that, and I've been there as well. I lived in London for a while.
Okay.
Not a very famous one.
So it doesn't really have a name. We've only got 20 seconds before we go to the news.
Well, is it in London? No.
No, it's not. Let's go to Cameron in South Perth. G'day, Cameron.
Yeah, very quick. What number are we up to?
We're at number 15.
All right.
Okay. In which garden did Charles Darwin conduct many of the experiments on which he formed his theory of evolution?
On what garden?
Yeah.
Well, it must be an English garden and...
It's not a famous garden, though, I can tell you that.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I wonder if I can... Okay, you got to think outside the box. It's not a public garden.
Well, a walled vegetable garden.
That's not the answer we're after. So we're going to have to leave it there, Cameron, unfortunately.
Very good. Thank you very much.
That's all right. Thanks, Cameron. 1-300-800-222. Got to think outside the box for this one. It's not a vegetable garden. Whose garden is it? Evelyn in Killara. Will you be able to answer this?
Look, I think it's the Cambridge University Garden.
Oh, no, it's not that either. I don't think it's his. I don't think that's not the answer we're after, unfortunately, Evelyn.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. But thanks for trying.
Thank you. Okay.
See you. This is a bit of a weird one. Let's go to Pat. G'day, Pat.
Oh, hello.
Do you know which garden we're after here?
It's a person's garden, is it?
Whose garden is it? I know, I've given a few clues for this one, but...
I'll say Queen Victoria's garden.
Oh, no, it's not hers garden either, no. No, it's not. Thank you, Pat. That's all right, 1-300-800-222. Please, please don't come after me for giving so many clues for this one. Please. Jim in Banksia Park.
Hi, James.
G'day, Jim. Whose garden did Charles Darwin conduct these experiments?
A time sitting in his own garden, so I'll say his garden.
Yes! Oh, thank goodness. Yes, it's his own garden. Thank goodness for that. Okay. Question 16. Who was the famous Australian female gardener who, in the 1920s, designed gardens for notable clients like Dame Nellie Melba, Dame Elizabeth Murdoch, and Sir Frank Packer?
I've got absolutely no idea, so I'll say good night.
Oh, okay, Jim. Well, thanks for getting us past that tough one. thank you, Jim. Jim in Banksia Park. Brenda's in Cambridge, Tasmania. G'day, Brenda.
Hi.
Do you know who the famous Australian female gardener is who, in the 20s, designed gardens for Dame Nellie Melba, Dame Elizabeth Murdoch, and Sir Frank Packer?
Not really, no.
Oh, no.
Back in the 20s, no, that's a bit before my time, so no, I'll have to bail out.
Okay, well, thanks anyway, Brenda.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Brenda there in Cambridge, 1-300-800-222. I can tell you that I have been given permission to cut questions 17 and 18 to make the quiz shorter because we've got to move on, which means we've only got three questions left. This one and two more. 1-300-800-222 to play the quiz. 1-300-800-222. Got three questions left. We're skipping questions 17 and 18 to play the history quiz. Garden themed tonight. And there's... the lines are open. So there we go. 1-300-800-222. Let's wait for you to call, please. 1-300-800-222. Let's go to South Brisbane, where Karen is. Thank you for playing, Karen.
Hi, how are you? I think it's Edna Walling.
Yes, it's Edna Walling. Yes, Edna Walling designed those gardens. Let's move straight on to the second last question.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
The pressure.
In the early 1900s, the suffragette Emmeline Pankhurst often addressed crowds from garden terraces and lawns in which park?
Sorry, say her name again, please.
Emmeline Pankhurst. She's a 1900s suffragette, often addressed crowds and from garden terraces and lawns from which park?
Oh, I don't know, Hyde Park.
Yes, it is Hyde Park.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Which means, takes us to the last question for tonight.
Now I'm feeling.
Which botanist travelled on Captain James Cook's first voyage collecting thousands of plant specimens
Joseph Banks.
Well done. Yes, it's so I'll finish the question. Plant specimens from Tahiti, New Zealand, and Australia is Sir Joseph Banks. Congratulations, Karen. You are the winner of tonight's history quiz.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that.
Yes. Have you ever won before?
I won a fridge magnet for Kelly Higgins of mine last week, but it was kind of a cheap thing. She gave out too many fridge magnets. I cannot believe. I have aspired to this for more years than you can possibly imagine.
Oh, Karen, I'm so glad to hear it. Well, you're not only just getting the Nightlife fridge magnet, you're also going to be sent a Gardening Australia diary for next year and a magazine.
Oh, I am overwhelmed. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you, Karen. I'm going to put you on hold and producer Lockie's going to get your details.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Karen in South Brisbane there, who's very happy to have won the History Quiz. Thank you for all of you for playing and for playing over the last month while I've been here. It's been a lot of fun.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.